You are listening to Back at Last, Book 3 in the Serendipity series. Written by Katie Bond, narrated by Chase Johnson, published by Four Horsemen Publishing Incorporated. Copyright Katie Bond 2023. All rights reserved. Dedication to all the usual suspects: Linda, Ron, Tana, Derry. You each played an important part in making this what it is, and I appreciate you all. Prologue. Why the devil can't I keep my eyes off her? Rory Stewart turned away from the woman he'd caught himself staring at again to smile at Peter Vandermeulen, to whom he'd been introduced earlier. He was Karen's husband. Karen, Antonia Larson's best friend and matron of honor at her wedding. He nodded when Peter said the little chapel was exquisitely decorated. "It is indeed," he said, needing to force himself to focus on the man standing next to him, instead of on the woman across the aisle, currently doing her level best to ignore him as hard as he was trying to ignore her. "Have you known the couple long?" Peter asked, in his very formal way. At any other time, Rory might have found Peter's almost staid demeanor a bit boring, but at this moment he welcomed the older man's gently meandering conversation. Anything was better than letting his gaze wander back over to where Christina Marcus sat, eyes straight ahead, apparently engrossed in observing the pianist playing melodious tunes with great skill and enthusiasm. "I've only known Neil since Tony met him. But I've known Tony for a while, yes." "They are very well suited," Peter opined with a contented smile. Rory knew the story behind that smile. There had been a time when Peter had worried that he'd have to fight to win his now wife's regard away from the hunky man Tony was marrying today. You didn't have to like men to see that Neil McLaurin was a gorgeous male specimen. Rory had known he hadn't stood a chance against the other man for Tony's affection when he'd shown up at that party a year ago. He'd also only known Neil since that fateful night when he'd met Chrissy for the first time. Good Lord, there he was again, thinking about a woman who wanted nothing to do with him. Taking a deep breath, he forced himself to initiate a new thread of conversation. If he had to, he'd talk about the bloody weather before he let himself spend another second thinking about Chrissy. "Tony and Karen have apparently been friends for a while as well. Some people do manage to keep their friendships intact for ages, don't they? Way to sound like a blithering idiot, Ro." Peter turned curious eyes to his face. "Some do, yes. Are you not one of them?" Rory considered the question. "I suppose I am. Although the nature of my long-standing friendships is somewhat less deep than what appears to be between your wife and Tony." And wasn't that a pitiful truth? Before Peter could reply, the pianist ended the song she'd been playing, shuffled her music sheets, and looked over at the door behind the guests. Rory followed her gaze and saw that the wedding party was assembled, all awaiting their musical cue. A youthful male cellist and two female violinists who had been sitting in the front row, also waiting for the moment to arrive, joined the pianist. Poschelbel's canon began its stately round as the men and women walked up the aisle together. The women were elegant in their pale blue tea-length satin dresses, the men in gray morning suits, shirts the same color as the women's dresses, and cream ties. After they were all in position, the four musicians heralded the arrival of the parents of the bride and groom to the sounds of a lovely piece by Handel. When the full orchestral recording of the opening strain...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?